All right. So you are certainly very well known in the local art scene. You've been displaying work and selling work, and you teach as well. But for folks who might not have come across you before, you want to give us the backstory. Of course, the obligatory Alaska question is how you came to be in the Kenai Soldotna area.
Well, I am a lifelong Alaskan. Been here since I was 2 months old, and came with my parents in the mid 50s. So quite a while. Most of it right here on the peninsula, Soldotna area. So grew up here.
Ah, what brought your folks to the area?
Just seeking a new life, kind of a pioneering father. So mom and I were towed along with, and three more siblings came along.
So you grew up doing the homesteader type thing then?
A little bit, yeah. Dad was in road construction and fishing, so kind of pioneering a little bit. A little bit of homesteading. Didn't really settle down until about 67 right here in Soldotna, though. We followed wherever the roads were being built until then.
Ah, okay. And how did you get introduced to art?
Well, it was kind of a lifelong thing. I drew from the time I could hold a pencil and was always interested in art and followed through with that, studying all the way through school and secondary school and a lot of self-taught, but a lot of local college seminars and workshops as well, but mostly self-exploration.
Excellent. And you do certainly not only watercolor, but I at least know you probably primarily for your watercolor. It seems like that's been a lot of your work. How did you come to go in that direction? It's a demanding type of painting for sure. It's not the easiest out there.
Indeed, and I did begin with, of course, always drawn, but I did begin with oil, which is easiest, and then dabbled in a little bit of everything, but oil primarily, and then acrylic, and started watercolor probably within the last 15 years or so. Decided that I would try it and see how much it could beat me up, and we get along very well, watercolor and I. It's a joy.
What made you want to try it in the first place? It has a very specific look, obviously also some challenges as well. So what got you interested in trying to learn?
Well, basically the way it appears, it's just so the fluidity, of course, being a water media, very soft and colorful, and just watching color swim around on a page of paper is really unique. So I took a couple of little sit downs with friends and started practicing a little bit, took a local college course, and then started attending, like I say, watercolor workshops. I belong to the Kachemak Bay Watercolor Society in Homer, and a couple of local groups of people who meet and paint, and just kind of explored. Watercolor is intensely challenging, but it's really, really gorgeous, gorgeous color.
So, what is the challenge of watercolor then for people who haven't beat their head against that particular wall?
Probably the biggest thing, and you practice it every time you play with watercolor, is the inability to make it do what you want it to do. It has a mind of its own in a way. And so getting the balance of pigment to water ratio to try and make it perform the way that you're intending, there's a lot of happy accident that happens. And can be really challenging if you're trying to do realism. So I kind of tend towards a little bit of a realistic point of view myself, and I just play with it until I get something I like. And generally, it kind of shows you something different every time you paint.
And the thing that's always terrified me about watercolor is it's one of the few mediums where white is the absence of other colors. There is no, you know, white watercolor you can squirt out of a tube and add to a painting later. So kind of doing it in reverse like that, the mental gymnastics and logistics and planning that go into, you know, conceiving of a piece and then having it come out the way that you intended it to is beyond me, for sure. I'm sure that's a mindset that appeals to some folks, but I'm probably a little too scattershot to be that organized about a painting. But what's your approach to doing a painting? Do you do sketches ahead of time? Do you have an idea of how you want it to look? Do you allow yourself much, you know, chance to, as you say, to kind of play and have happy accidents and have things turn out different than you maybe intended when you started out?
I think there's kind of two approaches that I take. Generally, if you practice a lot, if you get your brushes wet nearly every day and or draw and then apply the paint, I either go in with a very carefully planned idea with sketching on paper before I start moving it to my watercolor paper, so that I know exactly where I'm going, a really carefully laid out plan and design. That results in a different style of painting than the other way. And the other way that I approach it is to simply start putting color down in water and let it move around, and then choose either a subject or additional colors, or just play around with what happens on the paper. So it's very, it can be very playful. And I think the thing that I always say to others that are interested in watercolor is to not be afraid. Don't be terrified. It's just a piece of paper and some color. And if you take away that fear and don't be so nervous about it, just let it go, sometimes you're pleasantly surprised.
Is that something that you focus on in your teaching then? Because you give workshops and classes too. So is it kind of the, okay, everybody, take a deep breath, it will be fine. Mm-hmm. Or is it more like skill? Because there are some pretty specific skills to watercolor that I would imagine you need to master if you're going to not be frustrated with that medium. So what is your approach then? What sorts of things have you learned doing watercolor that you're then passing on to students?
I try to convey that, okay, this is a drawing. I'll help you with the drawing. I try to convey that it's simpler than it looks. Sometimes there's a lot of struggle involved, but just try and relax and go with it a little bit. And the biggest thing is practice. And it's a little difficult for beginning painters in watercolor, especially, to get past that. They want an immediate, of course, we all want instant gratification, but they want an immediate perfect painting. And that's really kind of impossible when you're doing your first one. But they get pleasantly surprised if they just follow along and try to exercise some of those, you know, put this much water and this much pigment and let this happen, and then stop, wait, let it dry. You know, there's some definite steps involved with it. For the most part, the little workshops that I do are very simple, and anyone from a beginner to a medium painter can manage to get a good result in the end.
I would imagine it's been probably challenging to have workshops or classes in the last year or so. So I don't know if that's been on hold for you or not. But I am kind of curious for creative folks if that, especially during the last year and as we've all been isolated and things have been stressful, is creativity, is painting, is that something that you find comfort in or stress release in, or is that something that you need to be in kind of a certain mindset that you haven't been able to find in the last year or so?
I think the last year has proven that doing one's creative outlet is the best therapy. It really is a lifesaver for times when you're struggling through any sort of situation, but our situation the last year has been of course, for everyone, extraordinarily difficult. You know, something we've never had that kind of a challenge before. So definitely being a creative person, and I think most human beings are creative on some level. We start out making marks as little people, and it's definitely helped myself and my friends and my people who do creative things to get through what we've had to try to get through in the past year. And I have continued to conduct a few little small workshops, little mini day workshops. And then I also meet with a group of like-minded people, and we've managed to stay creative no matter what has happened. It's really been important for our general health, mental health, and our creativity.
Are you working on anything in particular right now?
Yeah, a couple of different things. Kind of going nuts with the flowers. I'm kind of a little bit known for my florals. I just love flowers. It comes naturally, I guess. My whole family are flower people. But kind of working on a couple of calla lily type paintings right now. I usually do peonies at least once a year. And right now working on a collaborative with Kachemak Bay Watercolor Society, where you have a divided photograph and pieces are sent out to 9 to 12 people, and you try to paint that little square and send it back, and then they reassemble it into the full image, and it's a fundraiser for them.
Oh, fun. That would be a really interesting yet fun way to collaborate with other artists, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's blind. You know, you don't see what happens until it's all reassembled. You don't see, because we mail it back to Homer. Really, really fun stuff.
Nice. And then speaking of your flowers and peonies as well, the piece that you donated, probably the image that makes me most feel springy these days with feet of snow still out on the ground. So are you working from photographs when you're doing floral pieces like that? Or is that just from memory or imagination how those flowers look, or are you, you know, sketching from an actual looking at a flower or a photo of a flower to start with?
Mm-hmm. I for the peonies especially, I purchase, because they're my favorite flower, I purchase local peonies every year. I usually have them during the summer when they come in season. I have a continued bouquet and get them from, you know, all the local growers. So I observe them and photograph them, and I try to sketch from life. But in general, the piece that I've donated is entitled Peony Delight, and it was a bouquet that I'd arranged myself from, I believe they came from Homer that particular time. And so I'll go in and just kind of close focus in a petal area where the abstracted design quality grabs my attention, and draw that carefully and start to work up the color from there. So it's a little bit of both. I observe them, I photograph them, I draw them, and try to get something pleasing. If it pleases me, mostly that's, I'm the one that has to be pleased. Usually someone else is too.
Well, it's quite beautiful. And the thing that always impresses me about watercolor, well, the color, first of all, but when someone is able to render feelings of texture and depth in a piece, because it's, you know, it's not like acrylics where you can build up the actual physical texture with the paint. It's a pretty flat medium. So to look at something at petals that kind of pop out at you, and there's nooks and crannies and depth in the image, is, I just find that so fascinating when someone's able to do that in watercolor.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. It's the depth of field in a bouquet of flowers isn't very, you know, you're not looking through very much space, but to get that in and out quality of textures and values, I think that's what gives it that real punch, is the manipulation of darks and lights, and then the color itself. lots of texture in a flower. There's all kinds of things going on. So I think that's another attractive thing for me, is the textures that you can see in floral and then manipulate in watercolor.
And you do some, I know I've seen some landscapes from you as well. Are there other types of imagery that you find yourself drawn to?
Yeah, I love landscapes. They're, well, of course, we're so surrounded by gorgeous landscape. It's everywhere we look here in Alaska because it's right there. We don't really necessarily have to go outside. We just look outside and there it is. But I also really enjoy what they'd call still life, but that's kind of a personal thing. And not everybody likes the same pile of goodies that I assemble to do in a still life. And then just a little bit of portraiture is fun too. That's something I'm delving into a little bit now. That's very challenging.
Oh, I would be terrified to even attempt that.
That one does terrify me.
So one of the things I'm asking everybody, I'm always kind of curious for artists. There's so many different ways to define an artist. Is it some level of success, whatever that might be, or amount of time you spend on something, or just feeling of something you're driven to do, creative pursuits? I'm curious what it means to you to be an artist, and at what point you felt like you were actually an artist.
Well, you know, in hindsight, you look back and you think, when did I decide that? Probably in my particular case, and I've seen this with others as well, you feel like you are an artist when you're small and you're drawing. As far as accomplishment goes, that's kind of personal too. And I think probably the first time you feel like you might be a real artist is when someone admires something that you've done enough to say, I'd like to have that, or may I purchase that? But that doesn't equate for me completely what it is that makes me an artist. I think what makes me, myself personally, an artist is that feeling that I have, an innate feeling that I have, looking at anything, everything as subject matter, from the way the light hits anything to the mountains out my window here, the flowers on the table, even the simplest of things. I look at color and value and shape and design all the time. And I think that I just eat, sleep, and breathe artsy feeling. And I think that's probably what makes me an artist. It doesn't matter if anyone else likes what I do. I like it. And I appreciate other people who have that creative spark as well.
Wonderful. And are there places folks can find your work? Do you have a website? Do you have things for sale anywhere in the community?
Oh, that's a biggie. right now, there's not a lot.
Kind of tough at the moment.
Not anything. There aren't galleries, and there are not a lot of shops where you can display work necessarily. Some of the coffee places. But right now, I don't have anything up anywhere except for some of my reproduced images in card form at Frames and Things. This piece will be up, I guess, at Veronica's.
It will be through April.
Yeah. That's kind of neat. I do have not necessarily my own website, but I'm part of AlaskanVision.smugmug. From Bill Heath's photography, which his daughter Hannah now does that, Hannah Parker. And so I do have some images that are available as prints through that. And hopefully we'll have something available to display in the near future. I think I hear KFAC is opening again soon.
Yeah, they're
excited about that.
Working hard on finishing up their renovations project and hoping to have that open to the public again here soon.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for donating and supporting KDLL and the Peninsula Art Guild. And thanks for taking time on your lunch or whatever it was that you were cooking. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but...
That's okay. French onion soup.
Oh, excellent. Well, enjoy that this afternoon.
Okay. Thank you. And we'll see you in the near future.
All right. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.